This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next up, it's a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with the people and events happening in our Canterbury community.
Kia ora and welcome to Plains FM. Today we have four wonderful students from local Christchurch school, Aotearoa, just down the road from the Plains FM studios. They've popped in this morning to learn a little bit about being on the radio and to share a bit about their school and what you can do in Christchurch. So welcome to the studio, Archie, Nathan, Stephen and Eli. How are you all today?
Good.
Yeah,
good.
We're pretty good.
Yeah. Amazing. And there's something a bit different about your school. Can you tell me what school you're at and how it's a little bit different from other schools? Do you have any ideas, Archie?
Well, for our school, we have the trust licenses,
yep.
Which means during lunchtime, we can leave the school and go get food. Or if you need to do learning outside of school, then you can just leave.
You can organize that with a different place where you're going to do the learning and then you can go there by yourself. Is that a bit like what happens?
If you're, I think, 14 plus, you can go by yourself. But other than that, you have to go with another person.
Amazing. So, Stephen, can you tell me how this changes what you do in the city of Christchurch? Because you get a little bit of free rein around the inner city, don't you?
Yes. A lot of people go and get food, but also quite a few people go and explore Christchurch to seek new ways to learn and new places to go. Like this trip was also, we used a trust license to leave school and go here. I've also organised a trip to the Tees Museum of Classical Antiquities before, so you can kind of go wherever in the kind of middle, the center of the city.
Yeah, within the four abs, is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Nathan, can you tell me about some of the places you've been?
Well, I've been to South City and Pack and Save. Of course, that's the usual places to go, but I've been to places like the library and a lot of other fascinating places to go, including here. That is very good because I enjoy going out.
Amazing. And so because you have all of this experience in the inner city, we're going to have some music today and also get your tips on what to do in Christchurch, maybe for a new visitor or someone who has just moved here, which will be great. Eli, you've been to Plains FM a few times before, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's been really good coming here.
And can you tell me what you think our listeners can expect today?
Probably some good tips around like places in the centre of the city that you can go and hang out and just find some cool spaces to sit down and relax.
Awesome. Okay, so for our first speaker today, we have Archie. So can you introduce yourself, Archie?
Hi, I'm Archie. I do not go outside much. And my dog has canonically died 13 times, but he's still living.
Oh, how does that work?
He's been run over like 4 times. He had cancer like twice, and one time he like got his leg impaled on a metal pike on a fence and hang in the rain for like 4 hours.
Oh no!
Oh my goodness!
But he's still living.
Have you heard of the show Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Yeah.
Is he a little bit like that?
Yeah.
That is so interesting. Okay, so you have a few tips on where to go for lunch, or maybe two places that you were putting against each other. Can you tell us about that and what the two places are?
So there's a Costco versus Pack and Save.
Costco versus Pack and Save. So if you're looking for something cheap and affordable for lunch, what do you think is the benefits of each of these?
The benefits of Costco is that it's a convenience store, so it's more convenient. All the stuff's closer together, easy to navigate, and like the people that sell you the stuff, I've forgotten what it's called for a second, employees, they are just nicer. And what for Pack and Save, you know, they're kind of like robots. They just scan your items and say, thank you for coming to Pack and Save.
Okay, so you get a personal experience at Costco.
But at Pack and Save, it feels you can get more for your value. Because, like, Costco only has the name brands, but at Pack and Save, you can get, like, the cheap just cola.
Okay. Mm. So they've got a bigger range of products at Pack and Save.
Yes.
Okay, that's super interesting. And where would you go most often for lunch?
For lunch, definitely Pack and Save. But if I just want to grab a quick drink, then Costco.
And what are your top tips for lunch at Pack and Save?
The Oreos are like 80 cents.
Okay, so cheap Oreos. Yeah. What about something healthy and filling? What would you buy healthy and filling at Pack and Save?
I don't think I've ever bought anything healthy or filling at Pack and Save.
So it's just your snacks, good snack selection.
Yeah. Nice. I think actually popcorn's like $1.50. That's pretty filling.
Well, you heard it here first. $1.50 for popcorn. Mm-hmm. And you had somewhere else that you recommended as a fun place to go in the four Avs. Maybe it's not for a school trip, but a fun activity. Where did you recommend?
Arcadia.
So can you tell me about Arcadia and what happens there?
It's an arcade, and it's got tons of old-timey video games like Space Invaders and Pac-Man. So if you like grew up in the 90s or the 80s, then you can go there and get some nostalgia.
Did you grow up in the 80s or 90s?
No. But it's still fun getting to see the culture from that time period.
And do you have any top tips for a first-timer to go to Arcadia? What can they do there or expect when they arrive?
The chips are a bit expensive, but I think they're worth it.
Okay. Yeah. And do you have a favorite game that you recommend to anyone?
Probably Space Invaders, just because that's like the only game that's free. So you buy like $20 worth of tokens and then just play Space Invaders when they run out.
Oh, okay. So you can play a bunch of other games and then Space Invaders is your backup.
Mm.
All right. Well, you have a song to share with us today, don't you?
Yes.
What's your song?
Material Girl by Madonna.
And why did you choose this one? Because when you chose it, you said, now we're going to get all the listeners.
Because it's an absolute bop.
An absolute bop?
Yes.
Okay. Well, to go with your 1980s culture at Arcadia, we've got Material Girl by Madonna. Great choice.
Somebody kiss me.
Okay, Nathan, welcome back. You have a few other places to tell us about today, mainly around some other good food options in the inner city, eh?
Yeah.
First, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Nathan. I have a dog and a cat. I love fish and chips, and I've been at Autophagy for 2 years.
Mm. And what is your favourite thing about Autophagy?
I love how free it is to do what you want to do and do projects and things that you're interested in.
Amazing. And can you tell us about your top tips for a new person who wants to get lunch in Christchurch?
If you're in the city, there's a really good place. It's called Riverside. It's down by, well, the river, of course. And you get a lot of different food options there. So it's a big food court place. And it has stuff like fish and chips and sushi and burgers and gelato and everything there. And it's really good. I would definitely recommend if you're around town and you need some food.
And what's your favorite place at Riverside?
Fish and chips.
So you're a fish and chips through and through. That's your favorite type of...
Through and through, just fish and chips. There's nothing else.
And where would you take your fish and chips to eat them?
I'll take them down to the river and eat on the steps because there's eels down there and they look pretty stupid.
Oh, have you ever fed the eels?
Yeah, I have fed the eels once.
And what was it like to feed them?
They're odd. I'll just say it's very odd.
And would you recommend that something people try?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fun.
And what other sort of things do you recommend in that area? Is there anything else?
There's a gelato place called Rollickin' Gelato, and they serve some of the best gelato, I think, in Christchurch or wherever, or New Zealand. My favourite flavour would probably be lemon lime. That's a really nice one. But also vanilla's pretty good.
Oh, great. And you have a song for us today as well, don't you?
Yes, it's Notion by The Rare Occasions.
And why did you choose this song?
I just found it on my playlist and quite like the song, so I decided to, you know, just play it.
To recommend it today? Yeah. Okay, well, here's Notion.
Sure, it's a common notion, perpetual in motion, but I don't need the comfort of any lies. For I've seen the ending, and there's no ascending rise. Oh, back when I I'm
right, Stephen, welcome, welcome. It's your first time at Plains FM, isn't it?
Yes.
How have you found it so far?
I've really enjoyed it. It's been very interesting.
And you came up with a huge list of things for us to talk about today.
Yeah.
But first, sorry to interrupt, would you mind introducing yourself?
I'm Stephen Godwin. I've been at Autophrady for nearly 2 years as well. I'm very interested in philosophy and ancient Athenian democracy. I really like those things, and I just really like books.
And you like books, which takes us into some of your recommendations for Christchurch.
Scorpio Books in Tooronga, like, they're the best places to get books. Tooronga is massive, so it kind of has a book for everyone. And Scorpio Books just has a lot of just amazing books, and they all just feel really nice, and there are some very interesting books there too, yeah.
And that's a place where it's a bookstore, so you have to buy the books?
Yeah, you do have to buy them, but if you want, you can kind of just go in and just hide in a corner and just read.
So that's your top secret tip?
Yes.
And you mentioned earlier the Ancient History Museum. That's somewhere that yes. you said was good to visit. What sort of stuff do they have there?
The Teese Museum, it's on, I think it's 3 Hereford Street. It has amazing artifacts from the ancient world, from ancient Greece, ancient Rome, ancient Egypt, like, you name it. It's really nice. You can just contact them. They'll be like, oh, they've got some really nice people at the Teese Museum, and they're just amazing.
And anywhere other places you had listed to talk about?
Punting on the Avon is really good. You can just go, and it's really nice, just if you have time off on a weekend or something, just punting on the Avon, it's really nice and fun. Margaret Mahey's also a good place if you have free time in the weekends. It's kind of more if you have kids, but it doesn't really have an age restriction. It's just really nice, and yeah, if you have kids, you can just let them loose.
And there's a good place, you can have a barbecue there too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of those ideas. I think I haven't been to the Teese Museum, and you have inspired me to check it out. So thank you for sharing all of that.
Yeah.
And you had a Kiwi song for us today, didn't you?
Yes. I thought since we're in New Zealand, and this is kind of for the people who are coming to New Zealand from another place, a nice New Zealand song would be Pepeha by 660.
Wonderful. And here is Pepeha by 660.
Ko mana tōku maunga, ko aroha te moana, ko whānau tōku waka, ko au e tū atu nei. Mana is my
Ko aroha te moana.
Okay, so our last presenter here is Eli. So Eli, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Kia ora, I'm Eli. I'm from Otawhiti. I've been there for 8 years. It's actually a really nice school if you want to go there. I'm really into Māori topics. I like skateboarding. I like Star Wars. There's a lot of things.
Cool. And where are you going to tell us about today?
Well, I was thinking about telling you all about a couple of different spots around the city that are just nice to go and hang out at.
Sure. So what are they?
So there is one. It's on the corner of Colombo and Litchfield Street. It's called Flower Power. It's just this artwork there, but right next to it is this big, like, tree, and there's a bunch of seats underneath it. It's quite nice to just go and sit down there.
Oh, that's a good insider tip. And where else would you recommend?
Probably the Botanical Gardens.
Yes. Now, when we were prepping for the show, we all talked about all the different things you could do at the Botanical Gardens. Do you have any that you think are really cool that you could share with people?
First of all, the glass house there. It's got a bunch of different plants in it that need to survive in hot temperatures, and so they grow them in there. And I don't know how that, like, actually works or anything, but it's really cool.
And you somehow mentioned a banana tree.
Yes, somehow they have bananas.
Oh, that is so cool. Anywhere else?
Yes, there's the cafe there. I can't remember what it was called, but it's a really nice cafe. I used to go there when I was a kid.
And what about, there's a playground there. Did you said you used to go there when you were small as well?
I don't think I was ever small, but yes, I did go there. Yeah, it's quite fun. They have a nice little pool. You can feed the ducks. You can go down to the river.
And did you have a song you wanted to recommend today, Eli?
Yes, Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz.
And why did you choose this song?
I don't know. It's just cool.
Just cool. All right. Well, thank you all for coming in and talking with us today. If you are interested in Otawhiti, you can see their website where you can find out more about what the students do. And if you're interested in having a go at Plains FM, feel free to get in touch with us via Facebook or Instagram, or have a look at our website at plainsfm.org.nz. Thanks and have a great day.
To a Plains FM featured interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.